طيب الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافعي المشفع يوم الدين وعلى أزواجه وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين ومن وخلفائه الأربعة الراشدين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات هذه الدورة المباركة. Dear brothers and sisters, you are mostly welcome to this meetings or this gatherings of this session and this most the ICT and Croydon London. واليوم نحن مع والآن في هذه الحصة أو الوقت مع موضوع أيضا هو في غاية من الأهمية، ولذلك سيتجزأ على مدى أيام مقبلة. And I said that إن شاء الله this topic which is very important, and for its importance it's going to be split in a number of lectures. ذلك حتى نعطيه حقه من الإيضاح. And that's to give it its right of the clarifications. وأيضا إيراد الأدلة على ما نقول. And to bring you the evidences of what we say. موضوعنا اليوم في هذه الساعة المباركة هو عن آداب المساجد أو حقوق المساجد ما شئت تسميها التي ينبغي المسلم أن يؤديها. We're going to talk about the etiquettes of the masajid, etiquette of the masajid, and which the Muslim has to be upon when he comes to the masajid and in regard to the masajid upon that. أولا، هذه المساجد هي أحب البقاء إلى الله. These masajid, the mosques, are the most beloved places on this earth before Allah. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام أحمد في مسنده وصححه الإمام الألباني رحمهم الله جميعا، this hadith which is reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi and authenticated by Imam al-Bani, may Allah Ta'ala bestow his mercy upon them both. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. The most beloved lands of the earth are the masajid. Most beloved lands to Allah are the masajid. And the most hated ones by Allah Ta'ala are the markets. ماركت. لماذا؟ لأن المساجد يكثر فيها ذكر الله، والأسواق يكثر فيها اللغط والكذب والغش والخيانة. Because the masajid most is mentioned in it or is only remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. While the markets, aggression, humiliation, cheating, deception, and many other bad characters and manners. Now, uh, كما يقول الإمام المناوي في فيض القدير. هذا الإمام المناوي في فيض القدير says بالنسبة لشرح هذا الحديث as an explanation to this حديث, يقول رحمه الله تعالى أحب أماكن البلاد, أحب البلاد يعني أحب أماكن في البلاد. والسلام عليكم. He says the most beloved land, meaning the يعني the places on this land, the houses on this land, like that. نعم. لأنها بيوت الطاعة وأساس التقوى محل تنزلات الرحمة. Because the masajid are the houses of worship, and it is the place where the taqwa or can be found. Taqwa, نعم. And it is the place where mostly the mercy is defended. لأنها إما لصلاة أو لحلقة علم, وكلها تنزل الرحمة فيها. Because the masajid is either يعني the duties the masajid hold either the salah or circles of knowledge, and both are causes of descending the mercy. نعم. وأبغضها الأسواق لأنها مواطن الغفلة والغش والحرص والفتن والطمع والخيانة والأيمان الكاذبة بالأعراض القاطع عن الله, إلا من يغدو إلى طلب الحلال الذي يصون به نفسه عرض ودينه. He said, Imam Manawi said, and the most hated places on the earth before Allah are the markets. Why? Because these are the places of ghafla, abandoning the dhikr of Allah. يعني very rarely in the market you hear people remembering Allah. نعم. And it is these are places of cheating and deception and trials and fitan. طبعا حتى لو كنت تبيع وتشتري, even if you يعني just get involved in selling and buying, and a customer come to you, a woman يعني who are relaxed poses fitna part, and this is trials, you know, this is trials that one need to protect himself from. والأيمان الكاذبة في الأعراض يعني في البيع والشراء القاطعة عن الله تقطع الإنسان لأنها تغمس صاحبها في النار, يسمونها اليمين الغموس. And the markets are places where Allah is being يعني mentioned in swearing يعني to prove the lie, to prove what is false. And it is used falsely. نعم. يعني مثلا يكون الإنسان صاحب بضاعة أو محل يريد أن يبيع, فيأتي الزبون يقول له هذه بريال, يقول لا والله هذه علي بريال أو بريال ونصف. ما يعني بي يعني salesman and customer come and say how much is this bin, I want to take it for a riyal, for example a riyal as in my country. Now you don't know the riyal, but it's much smaller than your bow, right? And like these things, only one riyal there maximum, right? Then the salesman said, by Allah, akhi, by Allah, you are a Muslim, do you believe me? By Allah, I got it only for one riyal, or maybe, he says, one and a half riyal. So you have to give me some, you have to give me my profit. If I bought it for riyal, so how come I said it? And he's there, maybe he bought it only for half riyal or one quarter of a riyal. And he thinks this is something simple. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named this as worth اليمين الغموس. الغموس in Arabic, in Arabic means the thing that takes you deep into the fire. Takes you deep into the fire. And it cuts you from Allah. ذلك يا أخوان ينبغي الإنسان أن يتق الله. إذا ابتلي بشيء من هذه الأعمال. نعم. That's why every one of us need to fear Allah whenever he is يعني when the destiny of Allah Ta'ala on him made him to go and get involved in business. Fear Allah. Fear Allah. نعم. المهم أن هذه المساجد هي أفضل بقاع. The most important thing to our topic is that the masajid are the best places over this year, and it is the most beloved places before Allah. نعم. قال نعم. ولذلك دعا الشارع إلى عمارتها بالبناء والصيانة والصلاة فيها وطلب العلم وعدم هجرها ونظافتها وتبخيرها وتطهيرها بكل هذه. And that's why the يعني legislator, which is Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger, caused the people to build up the masajid, to erect the building of the masajid, and to build it by get use of it, and you come pray, and also to maintain it, take care of it, now keep it clean, keep it يعني smelling nice. نعم. And spend your money on, you don't abandon the masajid. You come to the circles of knowledge where the يعني are held in the masajid. نعم. Allah Azza wa Jal يقول كما في سورة النور الآية الثالثة والثلاثين. Allah Ta'ala says as in سورة النور آية 36, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر في اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة. نعم. يعني هذه الآية فاصلة في هذا الموضوع. في بيوت أذن الله, هناك بيوت كثيرة في الأرض, هناك بيوت كثيرة في الأرض. There are lots of houses on this planet, on earth. نعم. لكن ما أذن الله عز وجل أن ترفع لذكر اسمه إلا المساجد. الله تعالى did not permit and allow any houses to be يعني raised and erected and built on this planet other than the masajid. لماذا؟ قال لأنها لذكر الله. So that the remembrance of Allah is being conducted in it. نعم. إذن قال في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه, ويذكر فيها اسمه. الواو هنا عاطفة, لكن لا يعني أن هناك سببين الرفع, لكن المقصود أن رفع البيوت وبنائها إنما هو لأجل ذكر الله عز وجل. نعم. الله تعالى says and houses which are the mosques which Allah has ordered to be raised, meaning built. نعم. And then his name is being remembered. نعم. By salah, by invocations, by recitation of Quran, by seeking the knowledge, all this is considered to be remembrance of Allah. نعم. يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال, الغدو في الصباح الباكر, والآصال قبيل المغرب. therein glorify him, meaning Allah, in the mornings and in the evenings, or late afternoon, just before sunset. Naam. Then, عليكم السلام. ومن الذين يسبحون, who are those who glorify Allah at these times in this place? قال الله عز وجل رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا رجال. هنا ليس بالضرورة أن يكون ذكور دون الإناث, لكن لأن الذين يأتون المسجد الغالب من هم؟ الرجال. Here it says رجال meaning men who neither trade nor sell business diverts them away from the remembrance of Allah. Why the men are mentioned here? And it's men and women, but because mostly who are commanded to come to the masjid and pray in the masjid are the men. Are the men, not the women. The women are not commanded to the masjid. However, they are encouraged to pray. Who? As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل نعم وقال لا تمنع إماء الله مساجد الله وبيوتهن خير لهم. انظروا بيوتهن خير. Do not prevent the female slaves of Allah from coming to the masajid, the mosques, but their homes, their houses are better for them to pray in. نعم. لكن الرجل, but the man, he is commanded to come to the masjid. رجل أعمى قال يا رسول الله إني رجل أعمى وبيني وبين بيتي وبين المسجد هذا الوحل وليس لي من قائد يلائمني فهل تجد لي من رخصة؟ قال نعم. فلما مضى الرجل جاءه الوحي أخبره أن لا رخصة, فاستدعاه دعاه فجاء قال لا أجد لك رخصة, لا أجد لك رخصة. أنا راكب صلنا هكذا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this to this blind man. He said to him, when the man came, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm blind. And there is, as you see, water and mud between my house and the masjid. And I have no permanent guide to drive me to the masjid. Can I pray you? He said yes. But when the man left, Jibreel came with the wahi, with the revelation to him, saying no. So he called the man. He said, no, you cannot pray home. You have to pray in the masjid. And then the masjid is rijal. So the mosque is for men. نعم. والمرأة لها البيت. المرأة لها البيت. And the woman should remain home. And if she prays in the house, she will be given more reward than it when she come to the masjid. And let our sister think which one she wants. Because I mean, if there is a lecture, if there is a dars, no problem. But just to come and pray, if she wants more reward, she better remain home. Especially in such a country where the fitan is everywhere. And the sister, when she goes out with niqab, complete hijab, she might be accused and in trouble. And so better remain home. Yeah? قال نعم ثم وقال الله عز وجل إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله، إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله. واليوم الآخر، إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله. إنما يعمر العمارة هنا عمارة بنيان وعمارة عمارة صلاة وعمارة يعني عمارة بنيان وعمارة إيمان، هكذا يسميها العلماء. عمارة يسميها العلماء عمارة بنيان ببناء المساجد، وعمارة إيمان بالصلاة ويعني صيانتها ونظافتها وطلب العلم فيها. نعم، نعم، إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله وباليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة. كما يقول الله عز وجل في سورة التوبة في الآية 18 منها، إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله. لو أن كافرا أو منافقا عمر المسجد بعمارة بنيان ليس له أجر. إذا كافر أو منافق showing off he build up a masjid, he's not going to have any reward of that. He's not going to have any reward for that. Now, the mosques of Allah shall be maintained only, built and maintained only by those who believe in Allah and in the last day and perform salah. Now, and perform the salah. ويقول الله عز وجل ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه. ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم. كما في سورة البقرة في الآية 114 منها. نعم، الله عز وجل is telling us here who is worse than the one who prevents the masajid of Allah from dhikr to being remembered, from the remembrance of Allah being practiced in it. Now, and this person always tries to destroy it. اخوان هذا كلام احتاج ان نقف معه. This we need to stop with it. قبل قليل أخونا تكلم عن إخوة يكسرون أشياء في المسجد ويخربون ويفعلون. Just a while ago the brother was mentioning some destruction occurred in the masjid by some brothers. أخوان, you have to be careful. كذلك الذين يحضرون الطعام and likewise those who bring the food into the masjid تنتشر رائحة الطعام في المسجد فالناس يتضررون ويتأذون منها. And those who prefer to bring the food into the masjid there's many food and people get bothered with that, as well as those who come and sleep in the masjid. And of course the one who sleeps if he does not know what he is doing, I mean, he might, you know, in pass gases, he might pass urine, he must, you know, and then damage and destroy the masjid. And the brothers, yani, are welcoming anyone wants to, yani, sit in the masjid, if he wants to sleep, or if they want to talk. And also, this is from the maintenance. Sit in the masjid while somebody reciting the Quran and two others talking and laughing, and that's not good. The brothers are, yani, providing facilities, the classrooms. You see, you can come and sit in the classrooms, lock the door. If you want to sleep, you lock the door and sleep. Now, if you two want to talk, you get into the classroom and close the door and talk there, but not to disturb the others, because this is one way of preventing the remembrance of Allah. How many people leave the masjid because there are a lot of noise and disturbance? Now, and you have to be careful. Even when we use the facility of the masjid, when we go to the toilet, we have to keep it tidy and clean. I saw the notice there saying that several times they change the seat and the toilet because people insist to stand on the seat and break it. That is not good, ya akhwan. That is not good. This is not from respecting the masajid. Yani, you in this land, you say alhamdulillah that you have a masjid. Although the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the whole earth is made for me a masjid and material of purification, yani by the tayammum. But yet in this country and the like, not only this country, although it may be as Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا. Let me be just, yani. This country, the UK, is one of the best countries in the West towards the Muslim affairs. One of the best. I myself did not see like it in maintaining the Muslim affairs. Maybe there is some shortening, maybe there is, but it is still the best, or at least one of the best. And we gave all Muslims, mashallah, freedom to practice their deen, and mashallah, tabarakallah. But I'm not talking about the government, I'm talking about the land itself. Yani, if there is no masjid like this, if there is a masjid, if the people who are organizing the masjid decided to close it, who is going to pray? Where? In the park? If it is not the dirt that you see there, at least the almost naked or half naked woman going and coming. Huh? Here I remember just to refresh you, a joke. They say it's real. Someone has said this to me, and they say that it is real. They say that Jamaat Tabligh were in one Western country, and they went to the beach, calling to Allah, and then their Amir said to them, "Today we want to do a practical practical invite." How? He said, "Okay, you call the Adhan now by the beach." He called the Adhan. Now call the Iqama. He called the Iqama. He straightened up the robe, okay, and he, before he made takbir, there was a big circle of swimming, dressing women around them, because it's a stranger. So they came from the sea to see this. I don't know what khushu' they can have. What khushu' they can have. Subhanallah. You are lucky to have masajid in this country. So let's give the masajid the right of the masajid. Let's maintain the masajid correctly treat the people who are on the authority, on the shura of the masajid, not only this masjid, but all the masajid. All the masajid, you have to give them some respect. High respect, not some, high respect. someone insists to bring his kid, although he knows that they are very yani, noisy and they cause a lot of disturb and maybe a lot of damages to the masjid. And he doesn't care, he just brings them and he sits there with him talking. And he hears and sees that his kids are doing this and that. But he doesn't care. This is not good. This is not good. Not good. And these brothers and sisters who are serving the masjid, the shura or the authority or whatsoever, yani they are doing it fi sabilillah. Even when they are paid, they are doing nothing. It's a small thing. Now, they could have stopped this and go work outside, and you know that they can earn much more money than what they get in the masjid. But they want to do something fi sabilillah, so they wanted to be servants of the masjid. Like how the mother of Maryam alayhi salam, Maryam the mother of Isa, when she was pregnant, she swore that if Allah gave her a boy, she is going to make him yani, raised in the house of Allah, serving Allah. But she gave birth of a girl, a daughter. Naam? But look to that. How they wish to be. Now you, instead of bringing your son, telling him to serve the masjid, you bring your son to destroy the masjid. That's not good. And the brothers and sisters, they go get the news of the facilities and the toilet, and they make it flooded all around. None of them even care that, let me today go and clean it, mop it up. Oh, there are some people responsible. So these are volunteers. You should help. And you should remember that they have families, they have commitments, they have obligations. And I could help maintaining the masjid is one of the worship that, as we are going to see in a while, I don't want to just say everything in a moment, but we are going to see the adilla now, the proofs and evidence. في الصحيحين وغيرهما عن عثمان رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من بنى مسجدا يبتغي به وجه الله بنى الله له به بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة وفي رواية بنى الله له مثله في الجنة. هو صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث in which is reported by the صحيحين بخاري مسلم عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه who said that I hear the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever built up a masjid for the sake of Allah, he just do it for the sake of Allah. He seeks the face of Allah. Allah Ta'ala would build up a house for him in the Jannah. Do you know what does that mean? هل تعرف ما معنى هذا عندما يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة؟ تعرف هذا؟ من بنى whoever built a masjid for Allah, for the sake of Allah, right? He does not want to, he does not want his name to be hung on the masjid. He does not want to be the one who I'm the commander here. I'm the one who, nah. He does not want, it's only bi sabilillah, right? He built it and this life was, he's still alive. Right? What the Prophet ﷺ said, بَنَى اللَّهُ بَنَى is هذا فعل ماضي. يعني وَهُوَ حَيْ اللَّهُ بَنَى لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah بَنَى لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. When he is alive, Allah has built a house for him in the Jannah. ما معنى هذا؟ Allah بنى لك بيت. هل يمكن أن الله يعطيك بيت في الجنة ولا تدخل الجنة؟ Would it be that Allah Ta'ala build a house for you in the Jannah? For you? And you don't get into the Jannah? Oh no. But ما معنى هذا؟ معنى هذا أن هذا ممار لك من النار. خلاص لك من النار. It means that it's a kind of guarantee for you that you get to the Jannah and you are protected from the fire. إذا لماذا نرى أن هذا عملا قليل أو سهل أو بسيط أو so why we count it and consider it something simple? لا لا لا. إنه عمل عظيم. قال وروى البزار واللفظ له والطبراني بالصغير وابن حبان بصحيحه عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بنى لله مسجدا قدر مفحص قطاع بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. ورواه ابن خزيمة من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه ولفظه ومن بنى مسجدا كمفحص قطاع أو أصغر بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. ورواه ابن ماجه بإسناد صحيح. ورواه الإمام أحمد والبزار من حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا أنهما يعني أحمد والبزار قالا في روايتهما كمفحص قطاة يسعها لبيضها. أولا القطاة، ما هي القطاة؟ القطاة طائر مثل الحمامة، يقولون أكبر من الحمامة بقليل. Let me just go through it in English. And Muslim al-Bazzar and Tabarani in his book Al-Saghir as well as Ibn Hibban in his book Al-Sahih, they all reported in the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari رضي الله عنه that he رضي الله عنه said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said من بنى لله مسجدا قدر مفحص قطاع. Whoever built up a masjid for Allah, for the sake of Allah, even if it is this, as the size, مفحص يعني عش مكان وضع القطع والطير أكبر من الحمام بقليل مكان وضع البيض عش يعني لمفحص means the nest of the قطع. The قطع is a bird just a little bit bigger than the pigeon. يعني imagine who can pray in such a place, small place? Maybe 1 foot does not fit there. نعم. بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. Allah will build up house for him in the جنة. طيب. هذا بنى مسجد كمفحص قطاع. This man has built a masjid as big as the nest of a bird. يعني صغير. Means small. بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. كم يكون هذا البيت مثل مفحص قطع؟ ما في بيت في الجنة هكذا. ما في بيت في الجنة. أقل أهل الجنة يعطيه الله عز وجل مثل ملك 10 من ملوك الأرض. The lowest man in the جنة would be given as 10 of the kings of this world, of this land, as 10 of them. نعم. أنا ما أحفظ جغرافيا كثير، لكن ما أعرف أصغر مملكة في الدنيا في الأرض اليوم، ما أعرف. أعتقد يمكن تكون البحرين، ما أدري. البحرين؟ بالبحرين. الآن ملك البحرين مبسوط عنده يعني أمر. كيف لما يعطى 10 أضعافها؟ يكون مبسوط زيادة 10 مضاعف. يعني the smallest kingdom today, as I understand, is Bahrain. And the king of Bahrain is happy now. What when you are given 10 times of that size? يعني look to Bahrain and the nest of the bird. Which is bigger? Actually, which is bigger? Sure. Are you sure? If you want to call someone to decide, no problem. You can call someone and get assist of someone. Sure. You all sure, guys? Bahrain is bigger than a nest of a bird? I would have one who has a doubt. Look at that. Allah Ta'ala will give you, will provide you, will give you a house, will build a house for you in the Jannah. Wallahi, ya akhi, if it is only as the mafhas of qata, you are lucky. Jannah. In the Jannah. At least you are protected from the safe from the fire and banishment and heat, and at least you're going to smell the nice smell of the Jannah. Huh? Right? ولكن ما معنى يعني بنى مسجد مفحص قطاع في حديث نعم قال And he said, and Ibn Khuzaymah reported it on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah. Ibn Majah reported it also with the authentic chain of narration. And Imam Ahmad al-Bazzar reported it on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum. Now, Al-Mundiri, ماذا يقول؟ نعم أو غير المنذري يقول مفحص القطاء لا أحمد والبزاق قال مفحص القطاء هو مجسمها يعني ما كان وضع البيت ورقودها على البيت where the bird lies down the egg and it lies over the egg that's place small place ما معنى هذا what is the meaning of that يعني لو تشارك في بناء مسجد أو صيانة مسجد أو نظافة مسجد كل هذا يكفل لك هذا الأجر العظيم نظافة المسجد اسمع الآن فقط بس نظافة المسجد يعني it's not only building a masjid and a big masjid لا even a small masjid not يعني maybe you will never be able to build up even a small masjid but even joining and building a masjid you donate والله يا إخوان when I was building my masjid in Jeddah عبد الواحد عبد الجليل I've seen that I don't know some other came across and when we were building the masjid an old woman came and she stopped the worker she said where's the sheikh he said he's not here he said why what do you want she said I have only 10 riyals please ask him to use it with in the building of the masjid. Till Wallahi, I never remember anybody gave me any money for the building of the masjid, although we had people who donated much, thousands of times more than this, but this is the only one I can remember. And made me cry. An old woman. Allah knows best if she has, yani if she has food, money to buy food or not. She just donated it. And look how much reward Allah Ta'ala is going to give us. Now, I don't say, oh, what can one pound do? Okay, even whatsoever money you give, no problem. Yeah, no, of course, as much as we give, as more reward we give. Now, Imam al-Bukhari al-Muslim, Imam al-Bukhari al-Muslim, أخرج في صحيحهما عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن امرأة سوداء كانت تقوم المسجد إمام بخاري عن مسلم عن أدب reported on the authority of أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه that a black woman used to clean the masjid تقوم يعني تلتقط ما عندها مكينة she did not have hoover she used to go and take ومسجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس مفروش بالفرش هذا لكن مفروش بالحصباء حصير فيتلقط من فوقه خيوط أو يعني أعواد وكذا. She went, she goes, يعني the Prophet's mosque is not carpeted like this, but it has gravel and يعني rough carpet. نعم. So it did not need very much cleanness, but this woman was insisting. She used to go and pick the sticks, small sticks and bits and pieces to clean the mosque. نعم فقد فقد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم one day he missed her, he did not see her. فسأل عنها بعد أيام after a couple of days he said, who is that woman? No, I don't see her anymore to clean the mosque. فقيل له إنها ماتت. It was said to him that she passed away. فقال هلا آمنتموني. He said, why didn't you let me know? فقالوا له كنت نائما وقت الظهيرة فما أردنا أن نزعجك. They said to him, you were resting in the ظهر time, so we did not want to disturb you. فقال دلوني على قبرها. Show me what is the grave of her. فأتى قبرها وصلى عليها. هي الوحيدة التي صلى عليها. هي الوحيدة التي صلى عليها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على قبرها. She's the only one that Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed the janazah prayer after she is buried, by the grave. نعم. وهي يعني عندما نقول امرأة سوداء بالنسبة للعرب في تلك الأيام امرأة سوداء مسكينة ما أحد يهتم بها. When we say black woman at that time the Arabs did not used to give much care to such kind of people. But look what رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said. One, she is in the Jannah where the uncle of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم could not give her. Abu Laban, Abu Talib. The father of Rasulullah could not give her. Why? Because she just did this small job she used to clean. And now think, Ikhwan, many sisters come to the masjid, dirty the masjid, dirty the masjid. They bring their food and their nuts and tea and juice and it's like a picnic, Ikhwan. It's like a park. Wallahi, they come like a farm. Now that's not correct. We don't say that it is not allowed for anybody who is hungry to eat. Eat, but yeah, first of all, choose the food. May Rasulullah sallam, as we are going to see, he commanded the one who eats garlic or onion not to come to the masjid. Imam. Which is obligated upon him to come to the masjid, not to come to the masjid because of the smell. He ate already there. And as Sheikh Ibn Baz said, as long as the smell is still there, he cannot come to the masjid. What about those who bring food to the masjid, very smelly food? Very smelly like that. We have to respect the masjid, yes. We have to respect the masjid. Now, نعم اللهم صل على الطبراني ان هيز بوك الكبير اذن نعم ابن خزيمة sorry ابن خزيمة and his مسند said reported in the authority of أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said من أخرج أذن من المسجد بنى الله له به بيت النجاة. They are not able to build up a masjid. Look to the reward. الإمام المنذري said that it is a good narration. Now, he said, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever removes the dirt from the masjid, Allah will build up a house for him in the Jannah. What else do you want? How difficult it is? It's very simple. Now, كذلك روى الإمام أحمد في مسنده وابو داود وابن ماجه في سننهما وابن خزيمة في صحيحه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر ببناء المساجد وتنظيفها وتطييبها. نعم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded the Ummah to build up the masjid and clean it and even perfume it. وكان هناك رجل قال له عبد الله بن المجمر أو المجمر لأنه من الإجمار من الجمر كان يجمر المسجد على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعهد أبو بكر وعمر كان يجمر المسجد أي بخره بالبخور. There was a man called عبد الله المجمر المجمر. He used to perfume the masjid. He used to use incense in the masjid every Friday. That's something good, no? How much time do من آداب المسجد، نعم أيضا أنا لو حاب لي كوشن جوي واحد after that done and it will be like I said then we go too long now we get some time before that من الآداب from the etiquette of the masajid is that when you come, first of all, when you come out of your house, coming to the masjid, there is a dua. لما تخرج من بيتك قادم إلى المسجد هناك آداب. There are some etiquettes. أول هذه الآداب إن كنت تستطيع أن تأتي ماشيا فهذا أفضل. If you can come walking, this will be better. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبرنا أنه يعني من توضأ بيته وخرج إلى المسجد ما يخطو خطوة إلا كتبت له حسنة ورفع بها درجة وحطت عنه بها خطيئة. انظر as long as you left your house on wudu and you came walking to the masjid, every step you make, three things will be given to you. رفع بها درجة, you'll be elevated one way for every step you make. وكتبت له حسنة and حسنة will be written for you. ومحيت عنه خطيئة and one sin will be removed, erased from your record. كان هناك صحابي من بني سلمة. بني سلمة هو الذين يسكنون عند مسجد القبلتين الذي يسمى مسجد القبلتين. هذه المنطقة تسمى منطقة بني سلمة. This area where Masjid al-Qiblatayn today is called the area or the land of Bani Salima. Salima bil Kasr, not Bani Salama, Bani Salima. Now, a man of Bani Salima, used to come to the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day for every salah walking. كان يأتي ماشيا لكل صلاة كل يوم. فقيل له لو ابتعت ظهرا واشتريت دابة تركب عليها تعينك. He was told if you just buy an animal that you ride it should be easy for you. فقال لهم لو شئت لاتخذت بيتا قرب المسجد ولكني سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول وذكر الحديث. He said if I wanted to يعني make it easy for me, I would have bought a house near the masjid of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, but I hear Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that whoever makes wudu and comes out of his house walking, then he said this hadith that we mentioned. قومه بني سلمة طمعوا بأنهم يقربوا من المسجد. His people Bani Salima and decided to come close to the masjid of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم so that they pray all the prayers with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فرآهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال ما هذا يا بني سلمة, دياركم بني سلمة تكتب آثاركم. He said oh Bani Salima, stay where you are as your footsteps you make, as the footsteps you make, as the steps you make, is going to be written for you. نعم. إذن إذا خرجت تتوضأ, تحسن الوضوء تتوضأ. فإذا أخذت طريقك إلى المسجد and when you start walking towards the masjid, إذا خرجت من بيتك, if you come out of your house, تقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أضل أولي. You say oh Allah, I see you to feel with you that I'll be misguided or I misguide in أو أزل أو أزل أو أزل أو أذن، يعني also to be misguided or misguide other. أو أظلم يعني أزل يعني أخطئ على أحد بالقول أو كذا. Means أزل أو أزل means I seek refuge with you that I يعني commit in a verbal sin. Now by insulting others or me being insulted by others. أو أظلم أو أظلم أو أظلم أو أظلم or I be miss or I be oppressed or that I oppress others. نعم أو أجهل أو يجهل علي. أجهل يعني أرتكب أعمال الجهال. I seek refuge with you that I may do like the arrogance and ignorance. نعم or they the ignorance treat me the way they are with ignorance. ثم أيضا تدعو بالدعاء الآخر تقول اللهم اجعل في قلبي نور. And then you also while you're walking you say this دعاء. These are from the دعاء that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us to say when we come off our houses to the masjid walking. اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا. Oh Allah, grant me a light in my heart. وفي سمعي نورا. And grant me a light in my ear, my hearing. I want my say, okay, hearing, what's the relationship between light and hearing? نعم. يعني that protect my hearing not to hear except the good. نعم. وفي بصري نورا. And a light to my eyes. وعن يميني نورا. And to my right side, a light. وعن يساري نورا. And a light to my left. ومن أمامي نورا. And at the front of me, and a light at the front of me. ومن خلفي نورا. And at the back of me, a light. ومن فوقي نورا. And above me, a light. لكن ما في من تحت. لا يوجد من تحت لأن النور ما يكون تحت. ثم قال وأعظم لي نورا and give me the greatest amount of light. ثم تبدأ سبح تستغفر وإذا مررت بمسلم تسلم عليه تدعوه إلى الصلاة تأمر المعروف تنهى عن المنكر and so on. When you're walking you start making تسبيح تكبير تهليل استغفار. Now you get yourself involved and busy with the dhikr. And give salam to whomever you see from the Muslims, enjoying the good and warn of the evil that you see until you come to the masjid. فإذا جئت المسجد and when you come to the masjid ماذا تفعل؟ نعم تدخل المسجد برجلك اليمنى. You begin. You enter the masjid with your right foot. كما في حديث أبي أسيد. أسيد ليس بالإنجليزي. أسيد. أسد. تقولون أسد. والعرب يأخذوه منكم يقولون أسيد. عندي ولد اسمه أسيد. كل واحد زوال يقول أش. سميت أسيد. أسيد هذا مضر. I have a son called Usayd. Amongst the Sahaba, there is a Sahaba called Usayd ibn Hudayr. And other Usayd. And there is other same wording, but the harakat is different. Asid. Asid. Hada ismu Abu Asid. Ana Abu Usayd. Huwa Abu Asid. Naam? So these people do not know the names of the Sahaba. So they always come to me and say why Asid? Asid in Arabic is the Asid. You know the Asid. So why you name your son Asid? I say la. My son is Usayd, meaning the small lion. Small lion. All dangerous, the small lion and the acid dealer. But my ustaid has no teeth, wallahi. Has no teeth. So Abu Asid, رضي الله تعالى عنه, said that the Messenger of Allah said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلْيَقُلْ. إِذَا دَخَلَ ليس معناه بعد الدخول, لكن إذا أراد أن يدخل. When any of you enters the masjid, that is to say, this is not, does not mean after you enter the masjid. No, while you are entering. Stepping into the masjid, at the process of entering. كما قال الله عز وجل, نعم, فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان. إذا قرأت, قرأت في الماضي, يعني بعد ما انتهى من القراءة استعذ بالله, لا قبل, يعني إذا أردت أن تقرأ القرآن, إذا أردت, عز الله تعالى said, and when you recite the Quran, you seek refuge in Allah from our protection from Allah, with Allah from the shaitan. It does not mean after you finish reciting the Quran, but the beginning. طيب, قال إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد, when one of you enters the masjid, فليقل, let them to say, اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك. أبواب رحمتك, أبواب ليس باب, أبواب كثيرة لرحمة الله. Oh Allah, open up the gates of your mercy for me. Gates, plural, not gate, singular, gates. نعم. وإذا خرج فليقل اللهم إني أسألك من فضلك. فضلك عم الرزق, من الرزق. أنا من هي exits the masjid, he says, oh Allah, I ask you to grant me of your sustenance. نعم. وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يدخل المسجد برجل اليمنى ويخرج برجل اليسرى. And ابن عمر used to enter the masjid with his right foot and exit the masjid with left foot. وقالت عائشة كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحب التيمنة أو التيامنة في شأنه كله. And Aisha said that the Prophet ﷺ used to lie, kind of beginning with his right parts of his body and everything that he does. إلا في شيء واحد أو دخول الخلاء. Except in one thing, when he enters the toilet, he begins with left. نعم. وكذلك عند نزع النعال, عند نزع الحذاء. And also when he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to take off his shoes, يبدأ بالشمال, he begins with the left. The reason, لأن اليمين, in Arabic the word يمين من اليمن وهو البركة, it's the blessing. And the left always for the شيطان and for bad things. Now, and that's why this person likes the right. وهذا سبحان الله في أكثر أهل الأرض حتى غير المسلمين. Even the non-Muslims, you see, when you come to handshake with the kuffar, which hand they give you? يعني what is the percentage of those who give you left? Maybe 1% over the world. But you go to China, where Buddhists and idolaters and atheists, you go to India where they worship the cows, they all give you the right hand. It's yani, common and naturally. Allah Ta'ala made it in the heart like that. نعم. وأيضا تقول هناك دعاء آخر رواه أبو داود في سننه وصححه الألباني رحم الله الجميع عن عبد الله بن عمر, عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما, قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا دخل المسجد قال أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجهه الكريم وسلطانه القديم من الشيطان الرجيم. قال أقل؟ قال قلت نعم. قال فإذا قال ذلك قال الشيطان حفظ مني, قال يعني حفظ مني سائر اليوم. عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص saying that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say whenever he entered the masjid after he says اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك, he used to say أعوذ بالله العظيم, أعوذ بالله العظيم, I seek refuge with Allah العظيم, the grand, the great, وبوجه الكريم, and by the blessed face of Allah, or the, sorry, the kind face of Allah, وسلطانه القديم, and his permanent, old and permanent power, نعم, and dominion, من الشيطان الرجيم, from the stoned شيطان, from the stoned or cursed شيطان, نعم. قال أقط يعني هكذا دائما, أو قال فقط يعني هذا فحسب. said is that all, قال قلت نعم. ثم قال he said yes that's all, and then he said ابن عمر, عبد الله بن عمر said فإذا قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said فإذا قال ذلك يعني أي منكم قال ذلك, if any one of you says that, قال الشيطان حفظ مني سائر اليوم, the شيطان then immediately said this person is protected from me, he got a protection that I cannot reach him. طيب انظر اليوم كم نحن نتقدم من الشيطان ونعرف الدواء ولكن لا نأتيه. Look how much يعني harm we get from the shaitan, and we know the protection but we don't practice it, we don't practice it. هذه مشكلة يا أخوان. وروى روى ابن ماجه في سننه بسند الصحاح الألباني عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا دخل أحدكم الأدب, أدب جديد, أدب آخر, this is another etiquette, when you enter the masjid you have to do something. قال فليسلم على النبي, فليسلم على النبي, let him to يعني send salam to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, وليقل اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتي, وإذا خرج فليسلم على النبي وليقل اللهم اعصمني من الشيطان الرجيم. Let him to when he enters the masjid, let him to pass salam to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and say then, O Allah, open the gates of mercy for me. We heard this before, correct? Five. We want to see what's new in this hadith. وَإِذَا خَرَجْ, and when he exits, فَلْيُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْ, let him to send salam on me or to me. وليقل اللهم اعصمني من الشيطان الرجيم, oh Allah protect me from the cursed shaitan. What is new in this hadith? السلام على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الدخول والخروج, and both entering and exiting you say اللهم صل وسلم على محمد. Right, what else? في الخروج اللهم اعصمني من الشيطان الرجيم, ها؟ لا في هذا الحديث. What is the difference between this hadith and the earlier hadith? The earlier hadith we said that when he comes out he says اللهم إني أسألك من فضلك, and here seek refugeation with Allah تعالى from the shaitan. نعم حديث زيادة كم بقي على الأذان؟ في أسئلة؟ You have any questions? بعدين ما نأخذ. Not for the car, ما نأخذ. Later on we close the shop. We don't accept anything. لا, but just raise your hand. Who has questions? Let's speak. How many questions? To manage the time. We'll take now the number and then we don't take other numbers. واحد, اثنين. One, two, three. On the three? Khatri, we can manage, inshallah. We can manage between the Adhan and Iqam. 10 minutes between the Adhan and Iqam?
Five.
Only three. 8:15. Five. Four. Five zakat before Adhan. Thaniyan, the second etiquette of Masajid, and the example, قال أن يدخل المسجد وعليه السكينة والوقار. When he entered the masjid, he enters calmly with tranquility and respect. نرى كثير من الإخوة يدخل المسجد. We see a lot of brothers come to the masjid. اثنين مثلا تكلمون ناس تصلي ناس تذكر الله ناس هو يرفع صوته. هذا غلط يعني. أين تحت احترام المسجد؟ Where's the respect of the masjid? When you enter the masjid talking loudly to your friend or over the headphone or sorry, over the mobile phone. نعم؟ He talks loudly, that's wrong. نعم؟ يدخل الإنسان بطمأنينة وقار. قال روى البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي قتادة ربعي ابن فراش قال بينما نحن نصلي مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم he said while we were praying with the Prophet behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ سمع جبلة الرجال جلبة الرجال سمع جلبة الرجال جلبة الصوت الذي يصدره المشاة الناس الذين أو صوت عالمي كلام الناس he said that While the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was leading the prayer, he صلى الله عليه وسلم hear people coming into the masjid talking loudly, speaking loudly. قال ما شأنكم؟ ما شأنكم؟ طبعا بعد الصلاة. After he finished the prayer, he asked him, What's the matter with you people getting into the masjid talking loudly? قال استأجلنا الصلاة. They said, We came late, so we were yani, trying to catch the prayer. Nah? So they were calling each other, catch the prayer, it started. قال فلا تفعل. He said, don't do that again. إذا أتيتم الصلاة فعليكم السكينة. When you come to the salah, come in tranquility, in calmness. فما أدركتم فصلوا. Whatever you catch of the prayer, then continue with them. وما فاتكم فأتم. And whatever you miss, then you make up. نعم. وهذا من الآداب التي يفتقدها كثير من الناس. ومن هذه الأمور التي ليست من الأدب أن البعض يجعل جواله على الموسيقى. نغمة الجوال موسيقى. And from these things, which are not from the etiquette of the masajid, there are some people, they set up their mobile tone as a music tone, music. Naam? And when they enter the masjid, someone brings them and start music. It's annoying people praying. And I always say, show me any Christian sits up Quran in his mobile and gets to the church and they get quiet and no problem. They would not accept it. I don't say if they accept it, we accept it, but yani, Quran, which is the haq, is not accepted. So how come we bring the music into the masjid and disturb the people? إذا جئت إلى المسجد, when you come to the masjid, you put your phone on silent or switch it off. Now, ثالثا الثالث اتكت أن لا يجلس حتى يصلي تحية المسجد that he does not sit when he enters until he prays two rak'at تحية المسجد the greeting two rak'at on the مسجد نعم صحيح أن بعض المذاهب لا يرى وجوب ذلك لكن الصحيح أنه واجب It's true that some madhab didn't consider it wajib, but it is wajib. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث قتادة ابن ربعي قال في حديث أبي قتادة ربعي ليس ابن ربعي أبي قتادة ربعي الأنصاري قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد فلا يجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين رواه البخاري. This hadith in Sahih Bukhari. So what else we can bring you to convince you that it is obligatory? What else? If a hadith in Sahih Bukhari clearly the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying when one of you enters the masjid, then let him not to sit down in the masjid until he prays to the Quran. What else I can bring you to convince you? They say, but our mother. How come your mother be يعني more authentic than the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? How come you put your mother forth before the hadith of Rasulullah? Okay. Yes. 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 هذا الأصل في السنة. هذا الأصل في كل السنة. أن الفاتحة فقط. هذا الأصل. ومن زاد فلا حرج عليه. بل حتى الفرد لو اقتصر على الفاتحة هذا هو الذي يلزمه. وإن زاد كان له أجر. إذا دخل and the person comes to the masjid while the khutbah of the Jum'ah is conducted, then he should pray two rak'ah quickly, fast two rak'ah. But if he enters while the khatib already climbed the member and said assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and sat down and the muazzin is giving the adhan, many people they get in and start, wait for the muazzin to finish. And when the muazzin finish and the imam start the khutbah, they start praying. That's one. The correct procedure is when you enter the masjid Yom al-Jum'ah and the muazzin is raising the adhan for khutbah, you don't wait. You pray immediately and make it fast to rak'ah. To work out fast. Now, and then you sit down and listen to the khutbah. Are you listening? Okay. When the Arabs talk to me, I forget myself. the brother asked, and the two rak'at tahiyatul masjid, is it sufficient to recite only Fatiha? I said, yes, not tahiyatul masjid. All the optional prayers. It is sufficient to recite only Fatiha. Of course, if you recite other than Fatiha, you'll be rewarded. You'll be rewarded. But if you just recite Fatiha, it will be sufficient. Now, and طيب نصلي. وأخرج الإمام مسلم عن أبي قتادة أيضا. قال دخلت المسجد ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالس بين ظهراني الناس. قال فجلست فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منعك أن تركع ركعتين قبل أن تجلس؟ قال فقلت يا رسول الله رأيتك جالسا والناس جلوس. قال فإذا دخل أحدكم المسجد فلا يجلس حتى يركع ركعتين. هذه حادثة توضح كل شيء. This story clarified everything. Abu Qatada, the companion of Rasulullah ﷺ, saying that I came to the masjid when Rasulullah ﷺ was sitting and the Sahaba sitting with him. He said that I came and I sat down. Rasulullah ﷺ looked at me and he said, what makes you not to pray two rak'ah before you sit down? He said, ya Rasulullah, I saw you sitting and the Sahaba sitting also. He said, when one of you enters the masjid, then let him not to sit down until he prays to rak'ah. So what else can be clearer than that? Now.
If you're in a situation where you get to finish just after the
يعني الجمعة has finished with the imam?
Yes.
لا, you pray dhuhr.
Okay, so maybe
let me just clarify something for you. It's not just Oh, just right after they finished, if you catch the jama'ah, after the imam rise up from the second rak'ah, then you, after he makes salam, you stand up to pray four rak'ah. Dhuhr. Yeah, okay, even, whatsoever. Now, if there is a reason behind your being late, then you are not in sin. But if it is laziness or like that, then he is in sin. Huh? But if it is not, if it is due to a reason, then you are not in sin, but the same thing you are going to do. If you come to the masjid, the imam already rise up from the second rak'ah. You join them, but when the imam makes salam, you pray four rak'ah. Four rak'ah, dhuhr. La, after he rise up from the floor. Rise up from the floor. But if you catch the imam on the second rak'ah, then you pray only two rak'ah. And Friday is a working day. I wish I can talk to them, inshallah, they make it a Friday, a holiday. They are talking to us to make Saturday's holiday. But our King, Jazallah Khair, refused. We are not going to change. Alhamdulillah. Now?